I'm an atheist and I pray. To many, my praying contradicts my atheism. How can I pray when I do not believe in God? Whom do I pray to? What do I pray? It's not that I haven't experienced religious traditions. I grew up in a Hindu family, attended a Catholic school, and married a Jewish woman whose conservative synagogue I attend and whose rituals I observe. For years, I practiced meditation and read widely on religion. But I'm an atheist because I do not accept the notion of a supernatural God who, having created the universe, guides our destiny, which to me is essential to being a theist. Under this literal definition of theism, I suspect there are many more atheists than people willing to call themselves as such. So why do I pray? Why do I recite the liturgy that refers to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Not because I ascribe any authority to the words of the Torah, but because the ideas expressed in them and in prayers from other traditions resonate with me. Stripped of the reference to God, prayers are expressions of wonderment, of our aspirations and desires, and of contrition. This world is an awesome and amazing place, and I'm thankful to be alive in it. I have aspirations. I wish I could be kinder, more loving, and less prone to anger. I wish the world were a more peaceful place. Occasionally, when I find these ideas expressed in the liturgy, I get goosebumps. The feeling is real, and I want to experience it every time. Friends have argued that this feeling is evidence of God's presence. But that feeling cannot be a proof of God's existence. It's just me wishing that God exists. And such an expression is a prayer. With a perspective, I am Ripudaman Malhotra.